All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. Appreciate y'all tuning us in and taking us along for the ride as we'll take you up until 4 o'clock. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel, and we're happy as hell to be here and hopefully entertain you and put a little extra in your day as you are traveling around town. Lance Zierlein's going to join us.
What?
During the course of the show today. That's always
no
a big
thanks.
Deal.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
From
I'm excited.
Number one.
Why
rated show in the city?
It's like your trash that you left. He's saying clean up after yourself is what he's saying. Tyler, you left trash here.
The
and
office
he's saying
police
to clean up after
now.
Yourself.
Tyler is telling you that you have committed office crime.
It's my bad. I normally do a really good job of cleaning up after myself.
You went to Subway again?
I went to Subway again. Okay. That's on me. I've got to be a better eater. I've got to be a better teammate. That's in 5 years. That's probably the first time I haven't picked up my trash, and I take full responsibility for that, and I'm sorry.
I could get my girl Siri to suggest about 27 alternatives to Subway, but you simply choose to eat there every single day.
Now that you found one close again, or did you not?
Yeah, no, it's right there. Sage and Richmond. DeMasi's, you know where DeMasi's is? Yeah, it's right there.
Okay.
Super convenient. And, yeah, that's how I try to eat somewhat healthy. Like, it's low calorie for me to get that, and it fills me up. Part of me has to be try to eat decent, and part of me wants to get full. Like, I'm still eat till I'm full. So if I can do that and accomplish both, I do it. And you know what? I don't care about your judgment.
Really? Because there's going to be a lot of judgment.
Your judgment
at you today.
Can
a
go
lot.
To hell. You're all of it. Just ball it up. Right. Take it to hell. Just go.
Bunch of insults
going
to be thrown
here.
At you.
Well, I'm
and
trying
Joel.
To get
I'm not
in
leaving
shape.
Joel out of this either.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
If all
and
goals,
kiss my ass.
If all goals goes well,
yes.
I might even be getting cool sculpting soon. Pretty excited about that.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Pretty excited about that, boys. Say goodbye to the rest of these chins.
They do that?
You're going to do like a double chin procedure?
Not a procedure. It's cool sculpting.
That sounds
I hope
like
it
a procedure.
I'll
so you're
going
to get surgery to have
no,
your chin removed. That's what
no,
that means.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, idiot. I'm having my chin removed.
Just saying.
The whole thing gone. Just no more chin, which is like already how it looks. It looks gone because all my neck is consumed my chin. I'll explain it if it happens. I may even record it just to see how it goes. That'll be
okay.
Fun. Yeah.
There you go.
Pumped about that.
That's good stuff.
Getting sexy. Getting sexy for you, Nick. And you, Joel, but
why?
Mostly
yeah,
Nick.
Thanks.
He's single.
Appreciate it. So anything exciting happened last night except for the fact that you pulled a fast one? Texted us to find out what the theme was going to be for Way Back
Cheating
Wednesday.
Ass, way
Nick
back
brought
Wednesday.
Up a list of five after he and I went back and forth a little bit and then went, oh.
Did
Nick,
you? Is your list done, by the way, Nick?
Almost.
Okay.
I got one song.
I'd like to point something out, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I texted because I was like, hey, what's the theme? I've got a lot of stuff to do. I've got client meetings in the morning. I can't be messing around all morning. I got to get all this stuff knocked out now. And he goes, yeah, let's, in celebration of Harden's 31 games in a row of 30 points or more, let's do 30 years ago. And then in 31 years ago. And in parentheses, he puts 1987. Don't know if you know this or not, but wouldn't it be 88?
That's 30 years ago.
88? It's 2019, bro.
Oh, dang. I was thinking 2018. I didn't even think about it. Is
so
that
this-
why? Oh, so he was playing a trick on both of us, you son of a...
This whole Way Back Wednesday is a lie. Because it's supposed
so
to
So Joel
be-
has to do his list all over again.
No, yeah, I just rolled with it.
Mine's,
I just went
mine's
whatever
from
you
88.
Guys decided I would
I'm
do.
Just kidding. I did it from 87 because that's what it was in parentheses. But your math, Mr. Math Major,
yeah.
9 times 7.
I never said I was a math major.
9 times 7.
63.
Why'd you? Oh, that's a beat. You had to take. You had to pause. You said your math skills is up there, and
that, I said time.
As soon as you sent it, I was like, I could either do.
I was wondering why he was like so quiet and wouldn't respond. I was wondering why you even sent me a text about the Way Back Wednesday theme. Honestly,
I could either do. I almost did all my songs from 88, and then let you guys.
You would have let my ass tweet it out and everything,
and then let you guys tell me I was disqualified for all my songs being from 88, and then be like, surprise, bitches, y'all are disqualified.
Dude, 2019 barely started.
But you had 87 in parentheses, so that's what
we're
I
only a
with.
Month and a half in.
So yeah, I thought that I found that to be very funny. But that's why I also just fired off my list real quick, just because I had to get it done.
I put it all on pause because I was like, no, the way this is going right now on text message, this may change before we actually lock it in. So I'm gonna wait. And then sure enough, by 10 o'clock
it hadn't.
So I was like, well, then I'm gonna
I wouldn't leave your laptop unattended today, sir.
Why?
Because
you already had targeted his keyboard, right?
Yeah, you said you're going to put your junk on my keyboard?
I was like, well, you better make sure you got your pull a Ken Hoffman, put your back to the freaking
don't
live
show that stream. I don't want you to get a bunch of giggles.
I'm so mad about the whole math mistake. I'm so mad about that. It's 1987, right?
It is 87, but it should have been 88.
So how am I gonna tweet that out? Why you got to do that to me? Like, how am I going to word that in the tweet?
You're just going to have to go with what you said, bro. Just got to say 31 years ago, 1987, and just let it marinate.
I'm just going to say songs from 1987.
Take your beating. Take your beating, man.
You ruined it.
No.
You ruined it.
What's the significance of 32 years ago?
Nothing.
You better find something
it's a way
for
back
1987.
Wednesday.
Oh, because Harden on tomorrow night is going to continue the streak. So therefore, in honor of James continuing the streak after the break, you're going to go 1987.
Ah, Joel bailed you
We're
going
to jinx it, though.
Joel, way to bail
We're going to jinx it, and he's never going to.
That's fine, too. Wait, but look at you.
It still shows that we support the beard.
I'm putting songs from 1987.
He bailed your dumb ass out. You owe him.
In honor of James Harden continuing the streak in the first game after the break, to 32 games.
Yeah,
we
I
went
like
32
it.
Years
like
back to 1987, kept our feet on the ground, I kept really, reaching for the stars, and
okay,
did our
you
way back
took
list.
That too far.
Thank you.
That was too much.
Well, you know, you gotta. That's the way you finish.
You just finish you strong
finish
at the
strong.
Rim, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I did watch. So I had bought the book about the Golden State Killer, and then there was a documentary that I had recorded. It was like a 4-part series.
What's that guy's name is Patton. His wife
Patton Oswalt.
Patton
his
Oswalt.
Wife wrote a story about it, but I had recorded a series on the Golden State Killer on TV, and I started watching it. And this was, I don't know, I started watching it 2 nights ago, but I just watched the first episode. But I watched the rest of it last night, all 4 or 5 hours of it. Mm-hmm. I was so scared to go to sleep in my, I mean, I kept hearing things. Because this dude, he was the original Night Stalker. He was known as the Vasali Ransacker. He would break into people's houses, and when he first started, he would just break into their houses and just ransack the house. And not do anything. And then, okay. But even when people were home, and then he would leave. And then he started burglarizing, and then he started raping women. And then eventually he moved on to killing people.
So he was a really good dude.
Well, every time they said he would be looking through people's windows. So, and the rest of our house, like we have shutters on our windows and our doors and stuff, so you can't see in. Mm-hmm. But in the living room, we have a double sliding glass door. And there's no cover. Like, it's just, you can see right in, but it's always one of those things where you can't see out. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. There could be somebody on my back porch, and I would never know it.
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and then you can see right in. Now, I did install motion lights in the back.
Which we have, yeah.
Which will go on occasion, like when a deer comes through our backyard, mm-hmm. and it always freaks me out. I jump up immediately and grab my gun. I'm like, what's up? Let's do this. And then it's usually a deer or some sort of animal. But it just... Even with the alarm on and everything, I was just so... It scared the bejesus out of me because this dude would just sit there and stalk people and no one ever knew it. And I'm like, that could be happening right now. There could be someone out there and I just wouldn't know it until it's too late.
Yeah, that's...
Freaked me out. At one point, they said this dude was... So there was a
Get a
chick.
Dog.
Yeah, I need to do that too. And not a deaf cat. Those don't help.
No, because our
much.
Dogs are ready to go for the grapes.
Right?
I mean, yeah. Any movement and
especially
look the
a
hell
pack
out.
Of them.
Yep.
But this one chick on this, they said this one chick was at home, and he was peeping on her, and she like I don't know how he got caught. I think he broke in and she managed to get away. And then later on, there was her and her friend were at the house in her bedroom talking. And she's like, wouldn't it be weird if he was out there watching us right now? And on a whim, she pulled the blinds up and he was standing there.
Oh,
I was like, no. Oh, hell no.
Exactly.
I am out. I would freak out. And he just took off running. But I was like, uh-uh, that is too creepy. So there are people out there doing this.
Man, that's...
I couldn't sleep after that. I was like, that's too creepy, man. I can't deal with that.
That's when anything you hear at night, you're like, what was that? What?
Exactly. All night.
Yeah.
I was hearing noises I had never heard before. I was like, that doesn't sound like part of the house. You know, you recognize noises in your house. Yeah. I was like, what was that? Is that someone in the house? I'm like, but the alarm is set. It would go off if the... I'm like, but what if he's that good? Like, I'm freaking out. So I got no sleep, but I managed to somehow be in a good mood. So, yeah, don't
run. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I'm with you. The biggest problem I had, too, on those things is, like, if a dog goes into one of their kennels or whatever, you know that noise. But if you don't know, like, last night, I always stay up till the news, and then I kind of just tiptoe into the bedroom to go to sleep. And last night, for some reason, the dogs were on edge. I'm tiptoeing in. I'm like, oh, it's so beautiful. I turned the doorknob, got the door open without any little noise. And the Chihuahua and one of the dogs under the bed just decided, oh, I don't know who that is. And just top of their lungs barked until Lisa and the baby woke up. And I was just like, I'm throwing stuff around going, all right, that's enough of this.
No, I would freak out. I want to get a dog. But again, I don't want to. I mean, our cat is 100 years old or however. He's 20. However much that is in cat years.
They'll get along. And if they don't, you'll still have a dog. I mean, that's about the end of it, right?
Yeah, I can't do that to the old guy. I'll wait. Something you shouldn't wait on, though, this new app I'm using called Get Upside. You should go to your app store right now and download it and install it on your phone. It's absolutely free, and it's going to get you cash back on the stuff that you are already buying. A lot of you are driving around listening to me, and you're looking for a gas station right now, or you're thinking about somewhere you want to go and grab some food. That's why you need to download Get Upside to your phone, because you can get cash back at over 5,000 gas stations around the city of Houston. You can get up to like 25 cents a gallon. They've got hundreds of restaurants. They've Wendy's and Popeyes. I pull up the app right now. And first of all, I go to the gas. It's super easy to use. It's a map, and you just click on, oh, I want to get gas. And you can search the area that you're in, and it'll find you gas stations all over the area that you're at. Right now, I got 12 cents a gallon back at the Shell station right there at the corner of 610 and Westheimer right there. And now it's up to 13. That's the cool thing. It changes every day. Every time you open it, it goes. You could get different discounts at different places. I'm looking at the food right now. I can go get 25% cash back at Burger King. Dude, that's a quarter of your total cost for food for lunch back. Cash back in your pocket. You definitely need to use this. And you definitely need to do it with promo code Barry, because that'll get you extra savings on your gas. Promo code Barry. Make sure you use that. It's called Get Upside. It's in the App Store. It's super easy to use. Like I said, it's for gas. It's for eating out. Don't tell your friends you're getting extra cash back in your pocket. They don't need to know. Promo code Barry gets you extra savings on your gas. You can download it in any time. All you got to do is pay with a debit or credit card, take a picture of your receipt, boom, you're good to go. You start getting cash back in your pocket within 24 hours. Make sure you download it. Promo code Barry. Get Upside. Get cash back. Thank me later.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Hi, I'm Brooks Powell. By now, I'm sure you've heard the ads for Thrive Plus, the company I started right here in Houston and pitched on Shark Tank last year. Well, that same great company has a brand new name, Cheers. Cheers is a product designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects and help you feel better the next day. To use it, just take 3 Cheers capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. It's that simple. Not convinced? Try us. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, we will literally give you your money back. Order Cheers risk-free today at cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louis found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louis has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louis.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I think especially when you're young and especially when you're at the start of a new career, you really have to think about challenging yourself to be bold, about taking that larger leap. And what we want to do is challenge you in a way that literally changes the way you think. After 2 years of being in this MBA program, you're going to see the world differently. You're going to have greater capability. Because if we're not willing to be bold, then we can't change the world. I'm Peter Rodriguez, Dean of the Jones Graduate School of Business at Rice University. I want to personally invite you to consider Rice Business.
Credit Karma can help you make financial progress by giving you free scores, reports, and monitoring. But Credit Karma does not give you the love that only a mother can. It's just an app.
I miss my mom.
But you can use Credit Karma to help you improve your credit. But it cannot solve the eternal question surrounding the human condition.
Oh, come on, I need answers.
But signing up is free. No credit card needed. Just download the Credit Karma app now.
Oh, there's my answer.
Credit Karma. Here's to progress.
You travel a lot, don't you?
Well, in business, yes. In basketball, never.
Well, if you're traveling for work, La Quinta by Wyndham has what you need to win on the road.
I mean, you get a spacious work area right in your room, plus charging areas for at least five devices.
And do not forget their hearty, bright side breakfast with waffles, eggs, and meat.
Oh, that's a triple threat.
It's like having home court advantage even when you're away.
Step up your road game and win at business with La Quinta.
Get the best rate guaranteed when you book at LQ.com.
Swish.
Hey, soccer fans, Glenn Davis here. Thank you for supporting Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. Join me for the best in soccer talk or football talk every Tuesday at 7 Central.
Shopping for a new energy provider? Triangle Energy keeps it simple. The rate you see is the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Triangle consistently offers competitive, fair, and simple rates. TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064.
Brooks Bosler here, owner of BB's Texas Orleans. We now have 8 locations. Come see us in our newest location in Cypress, Texas. In order to keep the crawfish spicy and our Texas Orleanians happy, BB's is partnered with HR&P for all of our daily human resource needs. HR&P supports us every day with human resources, payroll, benefits, and compliance, so we can focus on being the best BB's Texas Orleans we can be.
Let HR&P customize a plan for your business. Get started at HRP.net. HRP.net.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. Way back Wednesday, in honor of James Harden, coming out of the All-Star break and extending his streak tomorrow out of the Lakers to 32 straight games of at least 30 points. We have gone all the way back to 1987 in honor of those 32 games, 32 years. Songs from 1987. Barry has hour number one.
I don't know, because my text message says, James Harden has had 31 consecutive games with 30-plus points. Songs from 31 years ago, parentheses, 1987.
Sent by...
Nick Sciarra.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know where this 32.
Well, Granada would say, I'm clear. All right. You guys talk about yourselves. Hammer that out, will you? Wait, he said that? Stuff. He put
that's
that?
Nick, oh, I hate you. I hate
Nick,
you
what do you got to
so
say
much.
About that? Because who doesn't know it's 1988?
Was that the YouTube version? There was hollering
yeah,
in the
background.
Yeah, because
I couldn't find a clean version, so I had to go to the video, and the video was clean.
My bad.
LL's dirty?
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
I never would imagine that LL would be dirty.
I wouldn't either.
Other than implied dirtiness, but I don't think he would ever cuss or put it out there. Yeah, I just, even his old stuff.
I mean, he cussed a little bit, but not a lot. It wasn't like NWA dirty. Which, speaking of that, did you know, I found this to be interesting. The DOC was part of that whole crew. He's from Dallas, but he moved out there and he ran with Dre and all that. Probably going to be the best known of all that crew by the end of it if he hadn't have heard his voice box in the car crash. Did you know he was completely clean? I never realized it. It didn't dawn on me until he said it. And I was like, yeah, that dude never cursed. And none of his songs.
I did not know that either.
You never had to find the clean version of any of his songs because he made it a point. He goes, I want to do. I don't mind doing gangster rap, but I'm going to do it clean.
The only clean, when I hear rappers that are clean or went clean, Mace is the only one that sticks with me.
Because
he found God and the Bible and then he kind of went back after he found out that he wasn't making any money anymore. But I was like, that dude's career was on the rise and he hooked up with Diddy and he was doing all these different things. And then he went clean and went, ooh, like
and
a
then
lead
he was
balloon.
Like, all right, this clean stuff sucks. I'm going back to being dirty.
And it was too late. People had basically wrote him off and turned the page going, yeah, you're done. You're over. Not that there's anything wrong with what your lifestyle is, but it just changed. And he went away.
Somebody said, Barry, you're making my girl jealous. I guess that's the cool sculpting thing. I don't know.
It's a big deal with a lot of people.
Yeah. I'm so excited. This is going to be dope. I hope it all works out.
It is legendary for lazy people is what I've heard.
It is. Now, they did say like you don't want to use it like liposuction because it can get expensive. But if you have trouble spots like my chin, that you just go in there and knock it out. And the pricing, I was like, oh, this is not bad at all. I thought it was going to be way worse.
Or your
worse.
Armpit hair.
That's the laser hair removal.
Oh.
Which they also do. So I might have to get that done. Not my armpits.
You're going to be just.
I'm going to be so sexy.
Newborn baby
You
clean.
Guys are going to be trying to have sex with me all the time.
No, nope. That will not happen. Never happen.
Don't ever say that again.
Yeah, never going to happen.
Ever. On this show,
your wishful thinking is not something
ever
that Nick and I ever want to contemplate again.
No one wants to have sex with you.
Stage one is
zero.
Stage one is denial. Barry, what's your go-to meal at Subway? The Black Forest ham. That's what I get.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the lowest that and the turkey are the lowest calories. But they switched to like a oven roasted turkey, and I didn't like it. So I just stick with the Black
Forest
ham. The
problem is, it's all processed.
Yeah, well, they switched to like a more natural oven roasted turkey, and it tasted like hot garbage. I kind of like processed foods for some reason. I grew up on them, so it tastes better to me, I guess. I don't know. Hey, Barry, try putting in motion lights in your hallway, going to your room just in case someone is breaking in your house. You can see the lights go off, and you should get a dog, like Joel said. I don't know about motion lights in the hallway. The problem with that is you have to remember that sometimes I come home late at night from a comedy show, and that would wake the wife up. So, I mean, it already, I guess, because I have to disarm the alarm, so she already hears it.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem is the fact that we put the whole Hawk security thing in, and it's fantastic, and we love it. But the problem is, and I asked him this, and Rocky said, I hadn't really ever thought of that. I said, look, I love the fact that whenever any of the doors open up, you get that doot, 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 doot.
Yeah.
So you know, like, someone's outside or whatever like that. But I said, is there a way to disable that feature only when I come home, like you said, late at night? Because if Lisa and the baby go to bed at, say, 8 o'clock, and I'm out doing an appearance or we have something going on, or I go to an Astros game, and then I'm coming home, I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter how quiet I am getting into the garage and everything else. The minute that door opens, they're going to start barking, and they're in the bedroom with Lisa, and everybody, all hell's going to break loose. And he goes, let me check. He comes back and goes, yeah, no, we never really thought of that, but it's a great idea. I was like, yeah, because they even have the keychain alarm, the remote.
You can disable the alarm.
So you can disable it, you can activate it, you can do all these things. I'm like, God, if I could just have that on my remote to just say, hey, this one time.
No beep.
Kill the beeps.
So on mine, you can either turn it on or turn it off, but it's for every door all the time.
Right.
But yeah, you can't selectively say
that would
no.
And I just think that would be awesome.
That would be cool. I would love that because I hate it, man. Like tonight, I'll be at the joke joint. Well, because Chingo Bling has his Wednesday show that we brought him on and talked about. So I'm going to go do that show and hang out. And I'll end up being there until 11:30, 12 o'clock tonight. Get home at 1 o'clock in the morning, walk through the door, and the wife is a light sleeper, and the alarm goes off. I got to reset it. Yeah, it sucks. So
I hate that. And because the cool thing with Hawk is, because they actually – it's not like, you know, we had ADT previously and that you got to wait for them to call
right.
and they check on you. Hawk sets it up so that there's a phone in every keypad in your house. So if something really? Goes on with the keypad, all of a sudden you'll hear like a quick one ring and go, Mr. Blank, this is Hawk Security, and we just had it. And they can read what's on, and they can help you immediately. And so when we first had it installed, all of a sudden I'm walking through the hallway, and I hear one ring and go, Mr. Blank, are you there? And I go, what the? And I double take it. I go, yes. And
are you listening and they're right
like, now? Yeah, we're calling you right now to let you know that someone set off. Because we had one of our sensors for our – we have a window in our garage, which yeah. I think is useless. But I put a sensor on it in case anybody tries to break into my garage that way. And they're like, yeah, we're getting a faulty signal from your sensor in your garage. Were you aware? And I was like, I had no idea, but I'll go out and check. And I came back and went, yep, sure enough. And they're like, we'll send someone out tomorrow to fix it. I was like, God, Hawk Security, that's
I need to
cool.
get that. I need to call them because yeah. I don't – yeah, I need to switch my monitoring to them.
It's really cool. And the doorbell camera, you know, we did all the commercials where you get the free doorbell right. camera when you sign up.
They got to hook a brother
Dude,
up.
It is so awesome.
I know, I want that.
Because I have the app on my phone. And so if we're doing the show and I see movement at the front door,
I
just
so
hit
bad.
The app. And literally there's a microphone button and I can hit the – and we tested it. You can hit the microphone button and I can go, can I help you? And you should see people jump like, whoa, where'd that come from? I'm like, yeah, that's right, man. I got you in my eyesight right now.
That's dope. I need to get –
that's pretty cool.
I want one of those. I just have – I have cameras, but and they're motion, but I can't talk, or and I had to get an email, and it's just too much trouble.
They show off, dude. Because when they're installing it, they're like, I'm sitting at my kitchen table. They're like, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to show you something now, and then he yells into the house, "Hey, just hit the microphone button." And I'm like, "Oh wow,
yeah,
that's pretty cool."
Yeah. But I would be worried they would be monitoring everything that goes on, though. Can they hear? Can they just listen? Do you know if they're listening?
Is
there a light that comes on?
You hear like a ring, like a one ring situation, like it kind of beeps in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know when the phone is connected.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's very good. Okay, we're going to continue to roll on half hour in to the 3 hour show. So if you want to get in and be a part of the show, HRP Lister Line, 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. And of course, you can always reach us on Twitter where it's at @TheProducerNick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is Funny. We are the Usual Suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
Hey, the kids are headed off to school, so this is a great time to get stuff done around the house. While they're in school, Jeff Aronoff and his guys can get that work done. What do you need? A new countertop, a new vanity, a fireplace face, new marble, new granite, new outdoor kitchen, new outdoor patio. He does it all, and he does it at 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. So look, if you're looking to upgrade, you call Jeff Aronoff, 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Hey, this is Fred Fowler, and it's the new year, and I've lost pounds and inches with Zorona Laser Treatment at Innovative Lasers of Houston. Be among the first 100 people to call today, mention ESPN, and get 6 treatments and 3 additional treatments free for $1,000. That's over 50% off their regular price. Call 281-888-3094 now. Mention ESPN 97.5. Get 6 treatments and 3 additional treatments for free for just $1,000. That's a total of 9 treatments. Call 281-888-3094 today or log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/extra. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/extra. That's forhims.com/extra for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/extra.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling along. First hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be and wherever you may be going in your business day or otherwise. We are here for you, having some fun. Astro spring training.
Full tilt.
Going to a full board first game Saturday. First game against the Nationals.
Yes.
So we're getting closer and closer. And with that being said, yesterday Craig Biggio was at camp. And he was there to help out and work with some of the guys.
Did you see what they did to Forrest Whitley?
I did.
That was so funny. If you don't know or didn't hear about it, he last year when he got back from his suspension, he proclaimed Daddy's back. And so the Astros thought it would be funny to...
He had Instagrammed it or tweeted it.
Yeah, and so they went out in his jersey for spring training, his initial jersey on the back, it just said Daddy. And he took it in stride. I loved Verlander's comments. Did you happen to see that?
I did.
Where he was like, yeah, we're not picking on the kid. Yeah, we are. We're picking on him. That was so great.
You're right.
Because he was trying to be like soft sell it. Like, we're not being mean bullies because that's a hot button now. That's a trigger
for
a lot of people is bullying. And he was like, we're not being mean. Yeah, we are. Well, we're. But he took it in stride. And a lot of people said it went a long way with the team, how he handled
it. But here's the other thing. He's got to be careful how far he goes in terms of taking it, because then he said, I may wear it for another day or so, but then I'm going to have all the guys sign it and I'm going to frame it. And here's where you got to stop. Just stop right there. You're good.
Right.
Instead, he goes, and they can put whatever they want on the jersey when they sign it. And then I'm going to frame it. I'm like, well, if your mom and dad come over to the house and say, hey, Forrest,
right.
Don't give Bregman the first Sharpie. That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of Bregman,
yes.
Did you happen to see the long tweet the thread that he had?
I did not.
So there was a kid in Florida a kid in Georgia who was at some like batting cage or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And it was just a 10-second video of this kid, 9-year-old. He takes one swing. He's up at the plate. You know, it's batting practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And swing was beautiful, by the way, for a 9-year-old kid. It was amazing. And Bregman sees the video, and it's from, like, I don't know. You know how there's all these different companies that do, like, instruction and stuff like that?
Sure, sure.
So I guess, I don't know, he might be affiliated
with... Fred McGriff?
No, not that
far back? Okay.
He might be affiliated with him. I have no idea. But he sees the video, and he just, on Twitter, he just replies to the video and says, nice swing. And, of course, it made that kid's life.
Yeah.
So the dad responds, I guess, sends a text to whoever owned that Twitter account, was like, oh, my God. He's running around acting like an idiot right now. This kid is on cloud nine. He's so excited. Bregman sees one of the guys posts that text message in response to Bregman's nice swing and says, hey, if you guys are in Florida, come by. I'll take BP with you. And then they're like, oh, my God, this is just amazing. And people, it was the coolest thing because everybody was like, you know what? I'm a Red Sox fan. You're my favorite non-Red Sox. This is so cool. And he got so much love. So for as much grief as we give Alex Bregman for his YouTube channel and how he handles some of those things, stuff like that, you can't put a price on.
No,
that is the coolest thing for a major leaguer to... I mean, you made that kid's life.
And it's tough because these guys are so kind of conditioned now to be protecting them themselves. And you know, you see it in the PR department protects them, team security protects them. But I had the same thing last year where I believe it was in batting practice. He hit a home run and it hit a kid.
Yeah.
And the kid didn't get the ball and he ended up getting hurt.
Oh, no.
And so I told Lisa. Lisa told their sports department and got word to Bregman. And the kid was like a couple hours away. And he's like, if you can get here and get back here, I'll get you the tickets. I'll get you into batting practice. And when they got him in, he like signed a baseball and some other things for him, took pictures with him. And it's like, you know what? You can nitpick all you want, the social media stuff. But right. When he still gets it.
Stuff like that. I mean, just to be like, yeah, man, I know you guys are in Georgia. But the dad was like, hey, if you're serious, I'll drive him down. That's which awesome. Is a cool dad, too.
Yep.
So, and I didn't read the thread because it was so long. But there were Yankees fans. There were Rangers fans. But everyone was like, look, you're my new favorite non-team
That's awesome.
Guy. This is amazing. It was really cool to see something like that. Really cool.
And speaking from the negative side that we had talked about previously, Trevor
Sorry,
Bauer.
Sorry, AJ, by the way. Sorry, I know you want to hate him, AJ, but that dude, that's a good dude.
Yeah. And so Trevor Bauer, there's a
Tyler
whole...
Tyler Bauer. Get it right.
Now you can call him Tyler. Yeah, everybody calls him Tyler Bauer. But... You know, on the negative side, because he gets into it with people. He basically was almost borderline stalking the girl from the local college here. Because
being a weirdo.
She got in the middle of the whole Bregman kind of not so serious back and forth on social media one time. But there's a long article now that I retweeted last night because I got roped into reading the whole thing. And I'll tell you what, he's just a different dude, man. This guy has like an electrode pack powered by a 9-volt battery that shocks his brain.
What?
So that he's more alert. He's got this whole place, I think it's in Seattle, and this whole kind of different way of thinking for baseball kind of deal.
Right.
And all these guys get into it. And he readily admits, like, he blames it on his body type, and he you know, we joke about you always saying low T.
Right.
He has low T. He says that's why he, no matter how much he works out, he can't get his body, like, muscular and whatever. But the whole article covers everything from, like, he's so honest that he's like... I'm into dating girls, but the minute that she starts getting attached, she's out because my emotions right now have to be focused on baseball and other things. I can't emotionally focus on a woman and know that she's starting to have feelings. Now, maybe in 10 years, and like we talk about spin rate and the things he's trying, like he does super, super, super slow-mo and he's guaranteeing basically anybody that's close to him, he will be the Cy Young Award winner this year. He knows the Indians won't want to spend the money to sign him next year, but he wants one-year deals for the rest of his career. So he's always pitching with a winner, and he's putting his money on himself.
That's crazy.
And last year he added a slider. This year he's adding a changeup. And to show you like how screwy he is, like he does... And he's got crazy things with numbers. Everything's either 420, 69, even though he's never smoked weed, but he's doing all these crazy things. He throws 69 pitches, and then he's trying the new changeup. One, he bounces 5 feet in front of the plate. The next one, he throws perfectly and starts nodding his head. The minute he's done, he goes in the video room. He breaks down on super slow-mo the one he threw badly. Then the author of the article says, and he literally comes back to me and says, do you see my middle finger coming off the ball 0.2 tenths of a second too early? That's why I bounced it. That's why it wasn't bad. But by the time opening day comes, I'll have
crazy.
I'm like, dude, get a life.
Yeah, that's weird. That's
but it's
too
intense.
Much.
Just
that's
the whole
how I
article.
Break down radio. Or I go back and listen to our game film and work it down. I'm like, yeah, that joke came a tenth too early. I should have been more.
Yeah, it was your timing was off a little bit, but you'll get it after. You know, it's just. Spring training. When you get into batting practice and everything, it'll come back.
Speaking of the Astros, I saw this on Channel 13, so I got to give them credit. But the Major League Baseball did a best uniforms bracket.
Yeah, I saw it.
Astros win it all.
Yep.
Beating the Dodgers, a la the World Series. Astros voted by the fans as having the best uniform in baseball.
I love that.
Now, I would ask you this. So we'll go division by division. Yankees, Rays, Orioles, Blue Jays. Who would you vote in that?
Don't
Yankees,
forget the Red Sox.
No. This is just the four that they have. So this is their brackets.
So the Red Sox weren't even in the division?
They're at the bottom. So this is, I don't know how they did this, but this is Yankees, Rays, Orioles, Blue Jays. Who would you vote in?
So the Red Sox
I'll get
in
there.
It.
Just pick from those four.
Of those four?
Yankees, Rays, Orioles, Blue Jays.
I would say the Yankees.
And that's who advanced.
Okay.
Of the Royals, White Sox, Tigers, Twins. Who would you vote? Royals, White Sox, Tigers, and Twins.
None of them.
But you have to pick one.
Royals, White Sox, Tigers, Twins. I guess just from the traditional standpoint, I'll say the Tigers.
See, I like the Royals. I like the colors and stuff. White Sox are the ones that advanced in that one. Angels, A's, Mariners, Rangers.
I'm going to say the A's.
That's who advanced.
Okay.
See, I would probably go Mariners, but okay.
Green and gold, you can never go wrong.
And then the last division that they had was Red Sox, Indians, Astros. So you see what they did here, right?
They put the three
division winners. Yeah.
And really good uniforms, too.
Yeah. So Red Sox, Indians, Astros. Astros advanced.
Right.
So the four finalists from the American League side was the Yankees, the White Sox, the A's, and the Astros.
Okay.
And then of those four, the Astros advanced to the finals. Or to the final round. On the other side, you had Marlins, Mets, Phillies, Nationals. Which one are you going with?
I personally like the Nationals, but...
You like the Walgreens? See, I think all those are ugly.
They are.
But
I would like the new colors of the Marlins.
Yeah, I would probably go Nationals as well.
Yeah.
But the Mets advanced. It's New York. It's okay, New York. Yeah. It's both New York teams advanced.
That's probably why the
White Sox won too, yeah. Yeah, Cubs, Reds, Pirates, Cardinals.
Cubs.
That's who advanced, okay. No doubt. Diamondbacks, Rockies, Padres, Giants.
A lot of new wave stuff going on.
Yeah,
there.
A lot of craziness. A lot of West Coast
that hippie
says stuff.
The Diamondbacks is an idiot.
Is a liar.
That's a softball uniform at best.
Right.
I like the Padres.
Okay, I'm with you. But the Rockies advanced.
Okay.
And then Braves, Brewers, Dodgers.
I know who's going to win, but you know my heart is with that MB logo. I take the Brewers.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think I like the Brewers logo as well and the Brewers unis and the colors and so forth. But, I mean, the Dodgers is a classic. And I've said I want a blue LA hat. I would love to have one of those. So your finalist in the National League was Mets, Cubs, Rockies, Dodgers. Dodgers advanced to face the Astros. Astros won it all. And they do. I mean, honestly, the color scheme and everything about it, best uniforms in baseball by far.
I love them. I wish they'd use the rainbow jersey more than just on the sides of the blue uniform.
Yeah.
Because I still think, because you think about LeBron's Cavs or the early days of the Diamondbacks, they had 11, 12, 13 different options with sleeveless jerseys and jerseys, and, the Cavs had all the different throwbacks. I think the Astros should work that jersey as a consistent, kind of like the ketchup and mustard Rockets jersey, because people still love that rainbow jersey.
You said LeBron's calves, like his muscles.
No, that's Phil Mickelson's calves. We'll get to that.
Yes.
But, because remember, once LeBron got to the Cavs, then you had a blue one, a wine-colored one, a yellow one, a white one. They had all the throwbacks. So there used to be so many different – when I was in the NBA, there were so many different rules. If you wanted to change your logo or your uniforms, it was a 15-month to 2-year process.
That's crazy.
To get it flipped now, because especially with Nike involved, because they have the resources that Adidas didn't have, and they have the designers, they can flip it quicker. But, yeah, it's great for marketing from any team standpoint if you can change the logo and get new versions of it out there.
Yeah. I would it sells. You get more sales. Mm-hmm. You get more fans get more options.
Yeah.
And if you're a jersey guy, you're going to buy all the different options.
And players are
superstitious. It just makes sense to me that
players
you would
love
have
the super. Yeah. I told you that. When the Rockets got that black jersey, and you noticed last year in the playoffs, it ended up being the jersey they wore home and road, and they wore it almost all the time because the guys felt that it brought them luck and they liked it, and they were able to go with it. And so you give them that option too. The only two knocks, like I said, bring the Astros rainbow jersey back more.
Yep.
And the other thing is on the batting practice hat, which they also use in spring training, the orange visor, blue top, and it's that circle logo with just is the star in it.
Yeah.
I would get different variations, like the one El Jefe found us of the old school lettering Astros one or something like that. So that every year, most teams change their batting practice hat up. The Astros kept it the same.
Did they?
Yeah, I would have changed it up.
Well, my only gripe about the unis is I wanted them to use matte helmets instead of the glossy.
Instead of shiny ones?
I like the matte. I dig that. Yeah,
That's kind of a modern touch.
Yeah, I dig that. If they had the navy matte helmet, that'd be dope. Other than that, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, but it's and it also helps that you're winning, that you get people that are going to want to vote for it. But I think that people are sick of all the traditionals.
I got to tell you, Shock's like, bro, how can you hate on the Phillies' classic pinstripes? Everybody's pinstripes are classic, and I'm making air quotes. Just because they have pinstripes doesn't make it classic, and that stupid P is ugly, Shock. No one likes the Phillies uniform. They're awful.
Yeah, I mean,
if you were voting for ugliest uniforms, the Phillies would be up there as some of the worst. Right?
I don't like the maroon.
They're awful.
And even if you go back to the throwback zipper up powder blue, maroon, and white from the old Greg Luzinski, Steve Carlton era,
yes.
I'm like,
That and the Diamondbacks in the National League.
Well, the Diamondbacks now are just awful.
Yeah. So, could be the two ugly. Sorry.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. And if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. And, of course, you can reach us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects. That means it's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I think especially when you're young and especially when you're at the start of a new career, you really have to think about challenging yourself to be bold, about taking that larger leap. And what we want to do is challenge you in a way that literally changes the way you think. After 2 years of being in this MBA program, you're going to see the world differently. You're going to have greater capability, because if we're not willing to be bold, then we can't change the world. I'm Peter Rodriguez, Dean of the Jones Graduate School of Business at Rice University. I want to personally invite you to consider Rice Business.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/doctor. That's forhims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/doctor.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Credit Karma can help you make financial progress by giving you free scores, reports, and monitoring. But Credit Karma does not give you the love that only a mother can. It's just an app.
I miss my mom.
But you can use Credit Karma to help you improve your credit. But it cannot solve the eternal question surrounding the human condition.
Oh, come on, I need answers.
But signing up is free. No credit card needed. Just download the Credit Karma app now.
Oh, there's my answer.
Credit Karma. Here's to progress.
You travel a lot, don't you?
Well, in business, yes. In basketball, never.
Well, if you're traveling for work, La Quinta by Wyndham has what you need to win on the road.
I mean, you get a spacious work area right in your room, plus charging areas for at least 5 devices.
And do not forget their hearty, bright side breakfast with waffles, eggs, and meat.
Oh, that's a triple threat.
It's like having home court advantage even when you're away.
Step up your road game and win at business with La Quinta.
Get the best rate guaranteed when you book at LQ.com.
Swish.
New year, new me. Want to meet your fitness goals? Just breathe more. Need the personal support and help from private sessions? Just breathe more. We're here to help you. Just breathe more. Find out more about Breathe More Training, Houston's premier personal training facility, at breathemoretraining.com.
Shopping for a new energy provider? Triangle Energy keeps it simple. The rate you see is the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Triangle consistently offers competitive, fair, and simple rates. TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I know it's the cutting crew. And I know it sucks more than almost any song I've ever heard in my life.
You suck more than any person I've ever heard. Why?
Nick, get the YouTube karaoke version of this just so we don't have to listen to this. I just died in your eyes. It's a big wuss song.
Bitch.
Grow some nuts and move on. If you died in her arms tonight, you're soft. Move on. That's enough. What the heck is this?
I thought this song was the jam back in the day.
It was the jam back in the day.
It was not. It never was even close to a jam. It wasn't even peanut butter.
You want me to tell you what's going on here? Obviously, a chick broke up with him while this song was playing, and he's scarred by it.
I'd taken her and her song and said, bye. I hate this song. It just always just grated on me.
He's scarred by it.
I'm not.
Damn.
In my waterbed?
Just FYI, I want to give a shout out to Chris. He hipped me to the game and said Foot Locker had a restock on the Concords to hurry up. That was 4 minutes ago that he sent me the private message.
Yeah.
2 minutes ago, I said, on my way, gone. Can't even get my size. These greedy ass, I can't, come on, y'all. Let it breathe a little bit. Why? My current size is out of stock. I don't know, maybe you can get it. What are you, 12, 12 and a half?
Yep.
Either one?
Yep.
Let me see if I can add a 12 to the cart. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We'll keep going, though. I'll let you know how it goes. But yeah. Appreciate you, Chris.
Where's
man.
Jose? Thanks My for man the heads Jose up. Is supposed to be working on all this for me. What the hell happened there? Jose's been trying to do this for me for months, so he says.
Oh, really?
But then he always walks up to me in the studio and kind of intentionally rubs his, like, kicks his, the side of my foot with his shoe. Uh-huh. So I have to look down. I was like, yeah, bro, look at these. I'm like, dude, don't, if you don't find my Concords for me, I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, and see, somebody else, Can't Be Broken, 504 Boy in H-Town, also sent me the link to it.
It's all for the Foot Locker
And it's
one?
All Foot Locker at Santana. Barry and Joel, restock on Concords at Foot Locker. Not happening, y'all, but we love you so much, man.
Yeah, work on those 12s or 12 and a half. Let's go. And what size are you?
Appreciate you, 9.
And a 9. That's what appreciate we're looking
for. Appreciate you,
yeah. Speaking of those, too, KG had him on last night. I felt I was going to do what you guys wanted me to do. I was going to watch something non-sports again because it was garbage on TV.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I come across Kevin Garnett interviewing Dwayne Wade one-on-one at Wade's house.
Oh, man.
And first of all, KG, I know we give you a hard time, certain people more than others, in this station about skinny jeans.
Right.
KG was wearing, like, jeans that were like tights.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not a good look, especially for a tall man.
Skinny guy.
Yeah. And then, thank God for all of us, he had the white untucked dress shirt under his sweater that was kind of covering it to his, like, top of his thigh. Because uh-huh. It's like, bro, that's just a bad
narrow
look.
Behind.
And he had the Concords on. But what a great interview, because those two guys came up in the inner city of Chicago and they talked about, like, Dwayne Wade talked about, like, things that motivated him. Like, he only had 3 offers to go to college that, you know, like, in the Chicago neighborhoods, even though he was kind of Chicago proper,
yeah,
they billed him as the suburbs, but there wasn't social media then, but you'd get word through relatives and friends that, yo, they're saying you're soft and you're in the suburbs and they got something for you. And he goes, whether you liked it or not, you had to grab your shoes and go to whatever gym they were at so that you could prove yourself and send a message that, hey, I am better than what you think. And it was just all about that rise. And
wow.
He even had one where he totally juked KG and KG's making excuses. And
he's like, they had a video
on a Eurostep. Yeah, and they had the video. So it was a good, it's an hour interview on NBA TV. It was
nice.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, no luck on the 12 or 12 and a half, by the way.
Super.
Sorry. So yeah, we're done. Great. We're done with that.
So much. Why didn't someone have, like, where's El Jefe with, like, super VIP status or something to pull that for us?
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would be nice to have.
It's All-Star Weekend. I saw them all over the place. I go, I still want them.
I know.
Although I'm weird because I had the Concord 11s that I got married in. And once I got married in them, I haven't worn them since. And even Lisa's like, just wear them, babe, whenever you want. I'm like, I don't want to mess them up. But I mean, because I love the Lowe's, but.
Ike, man, Ike, we hadn't heard from you in forever. Thank you for checking in, brother. He said, Barry,
I gotta whoop your ass. Right?
I'm just, huh?
Ike and I got a running joke, so he thinks that won't kill anybody.
Oh. So, Barry, I'm just curious, what's the name of the documentary you were talking about in the first segment, and where can I find it? I'm very interested in watching it. You know, I don't know. I recorded it off of, I don't know. I saw it. It was on TV.
You didn't watch it on Netflix or anything?
No, it was on a DVR. So it was on, like,
so
regular cable. No, I didn't tape it. It was on cable, and I don't remember what channel, but it was like June of 2018. It's been sitting on my DVR for that long.
Wow.
So I just finally got around to it last night. And Josh Rapp tweeted us and said, I don't know if you guys have talked UNC Duke yet, but who you got?
One. That's a big one.
I got Netflix.
It's a big one.
That's what I got. I'm not watching it.
I love the rivalry. And it's one
Do I have to watch it? Is that what you're telling me?
No, because you know what? Carolina's not as talented as they've been in years past, and Duke is hyper-loaded, and it's at Duke. But I read an article this morning that tickets, because we talked about this. Cameron Indoor is a small stadium like Rice, only they fill it to the gills. They said tickets for the game tonight, because just simply because of the – and because Zion's playing, because it's going to be a generational-type Duke-Carolina matchup.
Yeah.
They're approaching Super Bowl levels in terms of ticket prices for that game tonight.
Damn.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So that's a big ticket tonight. ESPN's going to have that game live from Cameron Indoor. That's a big one.
I might watch it because there's still nothing else on, right?
Yeah, not NBA's tomorrow night. When they resume, so I don't have to go back to the basement until tomorrow night.
Actually, you know what? I won't watch it because I'll be down at Jingo's show at the JoJo. Yeah, so I'll just be hanging out down there with comics talking comedy stuff. Mandy said, "Hey, thank y'all for telling me about Alexa and how she can. I can tell her to listen. I can use her to listen to the show. I don't have to sit in the pickup line. I used to get there an hour early just to listen. Well, you know, Mandy, we're always here to help.
No doubt,
always here to help, and we always appreciate you listening." In fact, Mandy came up today in conversation when I was at the place that does the Cool Sculpting, and we were talking about the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how this is the second year, and it's been great. And I used Mandy as an example. I was like, she lost so much weight that she didn't have to do it this year.
I do the same thing. I tell everybody all the
time.
She's
like the shining example of how to do it.
I use Householder
and
Mandy more than anything else because of the dedication. And you know, and House was more dedicated on the Facebook page, and Mandy just dedicated by the sheer weight loss as the two shining stars of last year's weight loss challenge. And there were others, of course, but it was so much fun. And you know, that's why we were so excited to do it again. And so your people at Vortex and Breathe More and
Gym Guys,
they're all been great. And we're going to do a lot more with them as we really get into this thing. So
somebody said, Bear, are they out of your size? I didn't know they made girls nines. Ha, 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 ha. You're so funny.
It just wasn't very nice.
I hope you drop your phone in the toilet, whoever that was.
That's not very nice.